Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
So Natalie did something really exciting yesterday.
What?
Yeah, well, I really, okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to tell you everybody because the more I think about it, the more I realize. So you watch The Secret, which is like an old woohoo like movie that talks about laws of attraction.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Ready to go off the rails? I love that. I was just hoping that like, it's Tuesday. I was just hoping, like, don't you just wish, like...
It's because we haven't been on tour. I realized that.
For so long.
Yeah, I did realize. I'm having moments. And it's like grown-uphood, we've tried to avoid it for so long.
Exactly.
And, you know...
It's creeping up on us. You know, other people, they acted like grown-ups earlier, so they're kind of, like, used to it, right? They're like, no, this is what we do. And you and I have just been, like, trying to be... Like, I literally will be in my car sometimes driving. I told Mark this, because I was like, something that I need to handle, I don't want to handle. It's like, yeah. I don't want to be a grown-up for this. And I'm driving, and I literally sometimes I sit, and I feel still like I'm young.
You are young.
No.
Immature.
No, like, I feel like I'm, like, 25 or something.
Yeah.
And then I got four kids in the back of the car, and I'm like, this is, who allowed me
to do this?
To be responsible for this?
I want to tell you something, though. I was thinking about this. Four is actually a great number.
Mm.
Because it's like your kids know that they can't have both of you all the time.
That's true.
Three feels like there's more competition. Like if one is only always going with one, then the other one, like, it's almost like you need four to have the chaos that no one can really see who's with who where. Because, like, I have, or maybe it's, I have each kid in different sports. That's the problem. So I have each.
That's you, true.
So I have three kids in three different sports. So if
only your two girls
were in
if
hockey.
You had Olivia, no.
Oh. I meant if they were all in hockey.
No, that would be okay. Except yeah. for the rinks are all over the place.
But that's okay.
Taylor and
Olivia.
No, Taylor and oh my gosh, Taylor, Olivia, and Chloe and dance.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, you actually have it really smart because the expectation is like if Mark doesn't come to the recital tonight, it's like, because Max has a practice, but practice is a pain. Like, but they can't understand, but they can't, because I was thinking your husband doesn't have to go to that tonight because everyone knows there's three other kids that have to get to three other different sports where I don't know. I just thought, I'm like, it's kind of smart because right now when we don't go to something, it's very obvious.
Is my thing weird?
Your sound?
No. Oh, there we go. I mean, no, it sounded fine. I'm like, it looked very different than yours. Yeah, so, no, it's true.
It's kind of smart on you. The more you have, the less expectations they have.
Oh, I know, because when you hear about people that have like 10 kids in their family, I love talking to their upbringing.
Like they're like, I don't know what happened. It was great.
No, I love them. There's a woman on my street, and she had 10 kids, and when she talks about the way she was brought up in like some small town.
Yeah.
And like everyone shared a bedroom. It's like their expectations are so low.
Dying because Chloe saw that you put our oldest and our youngest not having it. I am the baby. She was like, why would she do that? Dead serious.
Is she on Instagram?
Well, I don't know. There was a picture of, I saw Tess and Bo tagged, and I thought maybe that account had been hacked because it came up as like a notification. I guess I don't have those notifications off on that one. I'm like, what? And then I was like, and I like opened it, and she was like, the oldest and the youngest.
Only she would be clever enough to like analyze that.
I'm the baby. I am the
youngest.
Most people
look at it and just be like, not think anything.
Nope. She was like, I'm the youngest. So Natalie did something really exciting yesterday. Now,
what?
Yeah, well, I really, okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to tell you everybody because the more I think about it, the more I realize. So you watch The Secret, which is like an old woohoo like movie that talks about laws of attraction. Same shit as basically Confidence. If you really think about it, you cannot have dreams and hopes if you do not believe that you can actually get them. And so it's like this, when you said it, I was like, wow, this is so weird because our whole life, and obviously it's like super raw for me right now because I am going to have to teach a child to fucking believe harder in everything and not throw dreams out the window because of a limitation or what people may perceive. Is that the question?
Well, I never knew, you know, you don't, when you're young, you don't really know who you are. You don't know what defines you. You don't know how people would describe you. Like, you don't know that for a long time. And, my people around me would always be like, you're so like this, you're so like that. How do you think like that? I'm like, it wasn't a decision I made. It just naturally happened. And
life lesson there, by the way, because a lot of people talk shit about children in front of them and that's what they take. Like, oh, they're so difficult.
I mean, I think I heard that stuff. I mean, I definitely knew that I like was in the work, you know, I'll never forget.
But your mom also called you knew you were special. Like, she's like, she was never surprised. She's never surprised at what we're like.
No. Yeah.
Like
I think she just didn't really like, she didn't like when I didn't do well in school and when I was in the worst reading class, the red group and all that, it's like, she never really paid attention to it. So
she
never felt
okay.
Like she knew I'd be
she
okay.
She always knew you'd be okay.
Yeah. And so when this, in 2006, when this book, The Secret came out, my girlfriends were like, did you write this book? Like, cause first it was a book and I think then it was a movie. Like,
yeah.
This is, and not because I'm like spiritual or out there or like, woo, cause some of it really, there's no scientific evidence that this is true.
It's kind of like Marie Kondo.
Apparently she's
fucking done.
I know.
But it's kind of like she put it out there and was so fucking crazy and everyone threw it all this shit and now she's like, nah, it's too much. I made bank and now fuck it. I was like, wow.
I love that for her. So, and then they were like, you got to read it. And they're like, actually, you don't need to read it. It's like you wrote it. And then the movie came out and it is really like, you know.
Slow.
The ending is slow, but it's very spiritual and like kind of weak. Like some people would find it weird. And I remember not too long after Pinterest was created and they were like, oh my God, like Pinterest is like
a vision board.
It's a vision board. And they're like, this is how you think. And so Teddy came home and he's like, I need to do a speech, Mom. And I want you to listen to me because I want your advice on what to do a speech on. I was like, tell me what everyone's doing. And I was like, well, I know what I would talk about that I find really interesting. And he's like, well, what's that? Because he wanted to write about how grade sevens shouldn't do homework. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you could write about homework.
Yeah.
And I won my speech in grade seven. I wrote about, in grade seven, I started.
Why fingering is amazing.
Yeah.
Finger bang in the backyard.
No, I was, I did a comedic speech on riding the subway because I'd never rode the subway before. And all of a sudden I was thrown into so much subway riding, and it was a comedy, and I won in my class, and I went in front of the whole school.
Sorry, I don't mean to question your comedy, but yeah. What do you mean it was a comedy?
We have to pick a genre.
Okay, right? Well, that makes sense now. Mm. So, Chi-Chi, okay, you're welcome here.
So I thought, why don't I make everybody laugh? Because if it's funny, then they're going to like it, and they're going to feel good, and they're probably going to vote for me.
I'm going to inspire Max with that.
Always comedy. Oh, people love it.
I mean, I don't know how you write. I mean, very smart of you to write comedy.
Well,
because you self-deprecated? Like, you're like, I shit my pants on the
subway. No. I wasn't as self-deprecating back then, but it was kind of like, I made up fake stories. I was like, when you're on subway and talking about the people, all the weird things they do. And then my big line was when one time I was on the subway and a woman was wearing a tube top and she reached up for the bar and her boobs popped out.
No.
That never happened.
You just made it up.
But in the way I said, I was like, oh, so funny. So I went in front of the whole school. I fucking forget the whole thing.
I remember the story.
Like,
dumb.
Is that a private school where, forgetting, it felt like the end of the world.
Yeah.
I felt like nobody saved me. Nobody, everyone
was it's okay, Natalie, first line is.
No, yeah, there was, everyone stared, and I was like, oh, my God. Anyways.
Okay.
So I was like, laws of attraction. Teddy's, what's that? I said, it's exactly what your coach talks to you about. So we start watching this fucking movie, and I'm loving it. I'm just like, I have to pause it every few seconds.
I need to hire a coach.
And I have to give, and he goes, that's what Rob says. And I go, because Rob always says, if you think about
it, will come true.
And I said, you're going to have to give the argument that there's no scientific proof and there are critics out there. That being said, why not try and see if it works? And then, the three of them are asked. You initially have to ask for what you want. You got to put it into the universe so it can hear you. And
you're going to give us the other two right after this break, because I can't, I forget them.
Mm.
Okay, first ask.
So ask whether writing down is a really good one. I used to, the way I did it as a kid, is I would obsessively say the same thing over and over in my head.
Me too.
And I would say it before I went to bed. I pretend I didn't believe in God, but I kind of it's like praying.
Sorry. Let's just stop on this for a second. Because the other night.
Oh, I have a Bible. My mom told you?
No.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Wait, we're in LA?
Nothing. Oh, I was doing it.
I set up
praying
to go pay, and she's like, oh, you scared me. I was just praying. I'm like, hold on. Sorry. I've been living with you now in hotel rooms and on buses for a lot of years. I've never caught you praying once. And I'm sorry. Who are you praying to? Because we don't do God. So who the fuck are you praying to? And is this new? And do I need to be concerned? And have you been brought into a cult? Yeah. And I don't know who you are.
Have you been drugged?
Yeah. And you're it's not praying. And I'm like, what? And it was just a weird moment where I was like, oh my God, I don't know you.
No.
You obsessively think about your thoughts before you go to bed.
And I used to do it because I used to walk home from school. And so from the moment I walked out of school till the time I walked in my house, I would say the same things over and over and over and over and over again in my head. Because I thought if you just keep saying it, then whoever will hear you and then it will come true. So, but Teddy said, do you still do this? And I said, Ted, my brain has been quite cluttered over the years with worrying about everybody else. Because you kind of have to be you have to have time and be selfish to take all that space to just think about what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or I think for me personally, it's in my core. I know I'm going to get what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that if I want something, but I feel it in my whole body, I don't just think about it.
No.
Which sounds really fucked up, but I feel it to my vagina, to my toes.
And that's the most important part in it is that
Like it's there all the time.
Yeah.
It ruminates.
But I get new things. Like I get,
if oh, I get you get a lot thing, more. So mine stay for a while, the same
they,
ones.
I mean, they do. I mean, I had the same one for years. Like I used to like just wish and wish and wish and wish that my mom would like fall in love and she would have love. And I was obsessed with it. So like
mine was a pool. Yours is a lot deeper than mine. It's really generous.
One of them was that we would get McDonald's for lunch.
Today?
Like every day I would walk home. And one of the few things on the list was I want McDonald's. This is before, well, my mom was married at the time, so I didn't have the, you know, my world was smaller. I would wish that she would say, let's go to McDonald's for lunch.
Mm.
And then when it would happen, which was barely ever,
I did that.
And this is what I said to Teddy. Instead of every day that you don't go saying, knew it wouldn't happen.
Right. That's a very hard thing to shift.
I know.
Because it's innate.
Mm-hmm.
That's an innate thing that you actually have to stop to the point where I read a book where you can put an elastic band mm-hmm. on your wrist. Mm-hmm. And every time you have that thought going negatively,
you
pull it and you're like, okay, rejig my brain.
It's like training.
It's
like spraying the dog in the face.
Because from
just getting sorry for everyone.
Hilarious. Because from what I'm learning is some people just have that negative track. I don't,
yep.
And they're not sure why.
Yep.
So if you have the negative track, that's one tip you can do. Elastic band, pull it.
And if you do have that negative track, also know that you can shift.
Yes.
You can change. But I was saying to Teddy, I gave him an example. You know, like you and I would be like a great example is there are people who look back on their life and say, my parents got divorced.
Mm.
I had a single mom.
Mm.
Like I'm not saying I'm not using our stories right now, but like my parents are divorced. I had a single mom. She struggled. We had it so hard. I was not given the opportunities all the people around me were given.
Right.
You can have that story.
Yeah.
Or you can say, my parents got divorced. I looked at them and I was inspired. Like I was inspired by my mom for working so hard. I want to do it for myself. I want to do it for her. And you know, and I was like, Ted, people can have this trauma that they constantly talk about that hurts them all of their life.
Have it. And they have to work through that.
And they do, but you can, and then there's people who are like, oh yeah, my parents were divorced. It's like, you wouldn't know that was the first thing. There are people who just they just give their negative every time they see someone.
Yeah.
And they just lay it out there for people to see.
And not to say that, like, this is a specific demographic too, because obviously people who've been through, like, you know, serious abuse in their life when they were younger, and, you know, that is definitely a harder narrative to change. Like, I think to not just, we're talking about, like, overall limited trauma where you're not in a spot where your brain was actually fundamentally changed because not to say you can still change because I'm not a doctor, but it obviously everyone can change, but just being aware that circumstances of life also make some people more jagged or harder to rebound out of it.
But sometimes you hear those people,
like Oprah.
Often you hear those people's stories
and you're like, wow.
And the people who understand the secret, which is just the laws of attraction. They some people are just born to know it, but you can learn it. So the first thing is to ask, and they say write it down.
Again, yes, like thank you. Ask yes.
Yes, and for me, it's saying it over and over. But maybe these days I should write it down because my brain is too messed up with so many things. The next is to believe it can actually happen to you. To believe it can happen to you. And when you said you feel it, that's exactly what it is. You have to actually go through the motion. So let's just put it in sports. I was saying to Teddy, I'm like, and I was saying to TJ because he was watching too. I said, the millisecond before you shoot and you want to score, you have to go through even at home before, like the feeling of what it feels like when you just scored and everyone's screaming and it's like you feel that feeling and you just.
And if you don't, you don't say, see, it doesn't work.
Nope.
You have to, it's like you keep yep. feeling, because you're not going to do it every time, but that part doesn't discourage you when you do it. Do
yes.
you know what I'm
and
saying?
And that's yet another hard part of understanding the secret.
I know.
And believing in it and believing that if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just putting your one foot in front of the other to believe that it can happen to you instead mm-hmm. of saying that would never happen to me. I'm not a lucky person. You know, I'm not a hard enough worker, all that. And the last one is to receive. And a lot of people can ask and they can believe it, but when it's actually coming to them, it's like they have a block and they can't receive it. They're like, I don't deserve this. I don't, I can't receive it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The other part is sometimes what you receive is bigger than what you wanted, but you have to be able to see that the path that was given to you is different than maybe what you asked for, but it was in the long run what was meant to come to you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, oh, I wanted a like if it's a thing,
yeah,
or like a moment, mm-hmm, let's say it's like to go to like a university and you didn't get in, mm-hmm, but you realize and you got somewhere else, and
yes,
you're like, this is, if you can open your mind and be like, this path was meant to come to me, and I'm gonna accept this.
Yes, I'm gonna receive this.
I'm gonna receive this, even though it's not exactly. And then maybe you go do your master's at that school, mm-hmm, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like
you also have to be open that things can be altered. You know, one of the examples, like, I want to make $100,000 before whatever, and he made $92,000, right? And then we have a friend who wanted to sell his company by his 30th birthday. He sold it the next day. Like, you cannot focus on
the 1% that, yeah, because it's also the journey that's there. Because, mm-hmm, if you don't look at the whole thing of going, mm-hmm, then there's no, you will never become the secret. Mm-hmm. Because if you get stuck on what's not, that's the whole point of the secret, is that it's like a river. Mm-hmm. I tell my kids, and there's a dam. Don't be the dam. You have to go through, because water can go through everything. Mm-hmm. But if you become ice, you're going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So it's really about, like, there will be shit that stops you, but can you get through it, mm-hmm, in order to go where you're going? Because, I mean, I wish for a pool literally my entire life. From when I was probably 6 years old, that was my dream. Like, mm-hmm, I was just like, I just want this. I just want this. You know who has the power? Olivia.
I used the exact example to Teddy last night. Olivia. Teddy was so open-minded last night. He wasn't, like, questioning anything. He was so into it. I was so impressed, because I think he really liked that we were having time alone. Because,
yeah,
we were supposed to go to Tucker's game, and Mark told me to stay home. And I said, you know who, you want to know a perfect example? Olivia wanted a TV in her room forever and ever. Her parents said no. It was no, no, no. For lots of very smart reasons, especially the dad was against it. And she goes to a bat mitzvah, and there are probably, I mean,
hundreds
of different gifts that you could receive. She does a limbo contest or whatever, and she wins a TV.
I know.
Like, a TV.
Oh, my God. She's secreted everything.
Lots. And
her,
I told
room,
Teddy, I
her
said,
thing.
I said, you secreted where you are right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and I'm like, and I said to him, I was like, because he always wanted to go to this particular kind of school. I said, you asked. You put it into the
and you
world.
Kept thinking about it.
And you thought about it, and everything that you sort of did was like, how could it? And then it was the day before school, his public school was supposed to start, and they got a call. One kid can't move during the pandemic from China. We've got one spot, we need to know in 24 hours.
I know. It really is It's a lot. It's not just a thought. I think that that's the really big difference too, is because it's a way of thinking and it's a way of believing in yourself that I don't think many can do. But I think if you have kids, you know, and you can do them together, I think that, you know, here's the thing that I'm beginning. My brother had like such serious learning disabilities too, like really bad ones. And he was told, that was back in like grade, I remember in grade 4, and he always remembers this, or grade 3, like he was tiny. And a teacher said to him, if I had a nickel for every time you asked a dumb question, I'd be a millionaire right now. He'll always remember those, mm-hmm. those things. And someone else told him like you're never going to graduate mm-hmm. university, or you're mm-hmm. never going there. So mm-hmm. like, just give up. Like, you need to find a plan B. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what made him not listen when so many people were telling him, like, so he went through and did all of high school at a general level. It used to be general and advanced.
And general is not, you can't get into university with those
so
courses.
He got to like grade 11, and they were like, well, you can't do it. Like, you're kind of getting like a general high school degree. You can't do much. Like, you can go into trades if you want to do that. And then he was like, what? Like, basically no one really told him that all of his options were closed, or he was too young to really, or didn't believe in himself that he was going to do it. And he's like, fuck it. And he went back to grade 9 mm-hmm. and went and redid all of the, remember, he just would work, like he was just in the basement working, tutors, to try to get his advance so he could go to university. Fast forward, he goes to university and he has all of these.
Which must have been his dream, because of the two jobs that I know that he does now, you do not need university for. So his dream was to go to university.
Yeah. And so he did. And I just think, like, I mean, I don't know how he got that. I don't know where he got that. I don't know.
I think it was his drive to, like, he had a vision in his head of that university probably meant success to him.
Yeah.
And he needed to achieve that.
Or all of his friends were going. Exactly. Like, I don't not want to go party at a university.
Well, and he also probably go do that. I mean, back then, I feel like a part of you feels like if you don't go to university, you're like the kid who didn't go to university. And
yeah, it's
one
true.
One of my biggest blessings.
By the way, adults judged you if you didn't go. They're like, oh, you didn't go to. Like, now we're so much more open. But mm-hmm. I do remember them being like, well, you can't do life if you don't have university.
I'm sure people said that to me. It's like I didn't hear it. You know what I mean?
You're also a pretty blonde girl.
I guess, but still in the circle that we live, there wasn't anyone who didn't go to university. But for me, I just was like, but one of the biggest blessings was I had this guidance counselor in my last year of high school. And we talked about like what we were like, we talked a lot. I really liked him. Like, he was so good. He was like,
how old was he?
He was a dad. He actually had kids at school.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and I can't wait to hear what he said to you. Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What did he say to you?
So he told me, and he looked at my records, and he looked at everything, and everyone was applying to university. I'm like, he said, university is, like, he gave me permission to be like, university's not for you. You're not going to make it there. I was not going to make it there. I did not have the skills to succeed in an environment like that, where you have to be an independent learner, you have to read textbooks, you have to figure out how to get to class, sit and listen, take notes. He's like, that's not you. And I was like, it was such a relief to be like, an adult who's in a guidance counselor at school is giving me the permission, because I knew that I wouldn't be able to handle it either. I mean, of course I could handle the party.
You're like, just so you know, I have a prescription. I can't go. I've got a note. Someone told me, which is nice. You need permission.
Well, at the same time, I wasn't going to get in. So right. He was also sort of saving me because you had to pay like $50 per application back then. He was saving me time for application, right. Money, and stress. And like, he's like, you're not going to get in. So don't waste your time. Now let's talk about some alternatives. You know what's so crazy? One day I went back to school and he was gone.
Dead?
No, I think.
He left.
I think something happened.
Like he did something. We're just making this up right now.
Well, I always suspected that something had happened. Someone must have complained about him. By the way, he was, to me, the nicest.
That's crazy.
Maybe the school's like, stop telling kids they can't go to university.
Because there was a lot of perverts that used to sit there and watch.
He was
they didn't get kicked out.
I know.
So I'm like curious.
Literally one day I went and his office was empty.
Like I'm pretty sure teachers were sleeping with students.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah.
Like I'm almost positive and it was a well-known fact and nothing was done about it.
I gotta find out. I've asked people, but they never knew. But I was like, he was.
Maybe it wasn't real. Like he was just your, like.
Oh, he wasn't a real person.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just you knew him.
Oh my gosh, right? And then he brought in people to talk to me about, like, he's like, oh, so-and-so in my office could talk to you about this, like, this other kind of a school that's for this, and, like, was so helpful. And I got permission, and also permission to not feel bad when I didn't get in, because I wasn't gonna get in.
Don't you feel sometimes, like, I feel like right now, when your kids are younger, it's like sliding doors. You're, like, kind of playing, you're playing Monopoly with their life, where, because it's basically... they're too young to make decisions, so you have to make it for them and make the best educated decision you can. Mm-hmm. Then you put them somewhere, mm-hmm. and it's like, was that the right decision or was that the wrong decision? Or,
well, you know, the best part about the actual theory of sliding doors,
you get to where you're supposed to go regardless.
That's all.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that does make me feel better.
Yeah.
But I just...
And I do really think that's true.
I just don't think that any learning... I don't think any challenges should... You know what I think? I think that it's too bad that we, as people, still fucking value, like, academics so much. Like, I still really think that, you know, it's just really too bad that we need to make a school.
Mm.
I'm like, it blows my mind that we're still here this, like, because after COVID, I'm telling you,
every teacher would be like the math guru.
I just feel like maybe, I would say it's higher than ever. There's learning difficulties, and whether it's because they didn't learn, whether it's because there was a gap.
I think they're being diagnosed more than ever. I think there was so many more than them were diagnosed.
But do you know what?
The fuck did I get through?
Yeah. Oh, I just, even mean now after the pandemic, I'm hearing parents everywhere just being like, this is such a struggle. Like even before the pandemic, it felt like things just moved.
But you know what's weird?
What?
On the same note, it's like I hear people talking about it.
But you don't see it?
But it's like, I don't actually know anybody. No, I guess, I know people who've been diagnosed with like actual learning disabilities, right. Learning challenges.
No, disability is fine.
Okay. But like, I feel like maybe people just don't talk about it, but I don't feel like anybody says, like, nobody in my kid's class is dealing with what my kid's dealing with.
They're not talking about it. I mean, you just talk to a teacher who's dealing with a whole bunch of the same age who pull out like six, just in a different, like, economic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I, and also, we don't read with our kids.
I know. Yeah, it's so true.
And most parents are so...
But it's going to be okay in the end that we didn't do that, by the way.
Oh, like you're asking me?
Because, you know, they say, like, they're literally always said to me, like, one of the most important things you can do with your child is read with them every night. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've had kids for 14 years. I have have I read stories, like, you know, like baby books to put them to sleep so they go the fuck to sleep? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I ever sat on a regular basis
and
read? Never. It's never. And I told them that. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I got four kids. I also have no interest in reading. Like, I'm not going to do it. And like, but it would really help. Even though I know that would help, I still can't do it.
I know. You know what our mission is right now? This is our mission in life right now, is to take the challenges and make them strengths, and take the challenges and, like, you know, mm-hmm. like teach them that, like, these things in their lives that are so important in their world right now won't matter, mm-hmm. because the world, the way the world is moving, you know, differences are what differences are what often change the world. So like,
yes,
rather than
those people that have a different way of seeing thinking. It are going to be the ones who end up finding the most success, especially right now, like you said, like it's 2024. Like how many people
are three?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's okay. But we can go to four.
It's okay. It's okay, I'm 45. That's weird. Actually, I usually don't know what year it is.
No.
Or month.
Did you say you're 45?
Yeah, like if you're 40 or 45.
Oh, okay, got
if
it.
If it's 2023,
Natalie's okay, got it. Natalie's like, if you're 39, you're 50.
Yeah.
So just
yeah,
so you know.
Yeah,
yeah. You're just round up to like real like, high.
Especially the one of the bonuses, one of the good things about the pandemic, one of them is that people have learned to start their own business and that you don't need to go get a job that's already there. You need to find a hole, you need to find a problem, and you have to figure out how to make it easier on people and how to solve it. And even if someone else has already done it, there's room for more.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just making sure that they don't break under a
yes.
system that is not created for them. And that's the biggest challenge that we have as parents.
Is that we need to get them to understand
yeah.
what we're talking about, the way how we think, so that yeah. no matter what happens, no matter if someone tells you that you are the worst in your class or you're never going to go where your friend's going to go, it doesn't stab you. It doesn't hurt you.
I know.
It's like
I mean, it can feel sad. You can be like disappointed, but
right,
it doesn't crush you.
Yeah.
So it's like how to not, because the system, it just crushes people right, left, and center because of fucking grades. That's what it is. And if you can never get that grade, then you got to be like,
you have to learn to be okay with that. You have to
I
learn,
know.
You know, and
ask like,
and that's okay. And like, and also like, I don't know, like point out that like the amount of people that are getting A's, I mean, even really good students aren't all getting A's.
Yeah.
They're still really great students
yeah.
that are getting D's, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're not interested in the topic.
And it's also making sure that you're not, like, brushing off how they feel, right? Like, making sure that it's not just, like, mm-hmm. everything is great. You, like, there will be pain. There will be discomfort. It will be shit that all of your friends can just go somewhere because they have that. And you know, I had a meeting yesterday, and I just said to the person, I'm like, because she's like, we don't have to forward as IEP. We don't have to, like, you know, that's a private document. I'm like, fuck it. If they can't help them, I'm not going to lie and be like, why would I ever do that to him? And I'm like,
it's so funny that she would say that. I know that she's
legally,
just telling you you're
legally
right.
Legally, she has to.
But I cannot imagine a parent who wouldn't want the people that surround their child every single day to understand them.
I guess because some schools would be like, fuck no. So if you really...
Why would you want to go there?
Because... some people really want
and then
that
their
school.
Kid, oh, then their kid's going to not succeed there.
Well, exactly.
If you're listening, don't put your kid in a place where they won't succeed. That's
but,
not fair.
But some people don't want to admit it.
Yes, that's very true.
And they don't want to think it. And basically, that was the point yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, if you are hell-bent on a school,
mm-hmm.
I will do my best to get you mm-hmm. there. And I was like, well, here's the thing. It's not me who's choosing it. It's a little boy who's choosing it.
I mean, together you'll all choose it.
Well, but... I even said, if he really wanted to go somewhere and he could get in, then I would go and advocate.
Mm.
And I, if that meant I had to go to the school once a week to
yeah.
sit down and be like, hey, let's do it this way, I would fucking do it.
And there are, and by the way, there are parents that do that.
Yeah. So if I have to do that for him, I will do that for him.
And guys, just aside, don't go watch The Secret or read the book and think we're weird. I just want you to know that at the end of the movie, every single person who contributed to it, and by the way, one of the reasons that it felt so like not weird is that a lot of those experts, and some of them have turned out to be like arrested and part of cults and weirdos and stuff like that.
Wait, no.
Yeah. No, because I mean, there's a lot of people that contribute. This has been a lot of years, you know what I mean? But a lot of those people.
So fucking funny.
Or, yeah, so I mean, it happens. I mean, they got their power and they wanted to like get people to believe it, right? But a lot of those experts were Oprah experts. So I knew them from Oprah and now they were in this. I was like, I love everything Oprah does. I know this person. I see them on Oprah all the time. But every single one of them said, you know, none of us thought the way that other people thought. None of us did school the way everybody else did school. the story of all of these like innovative people who look at the world differently and create something new. We all had learning challenges.
Oh, God,
we
were learning disabled. We were,
and I went and I Googled with Teddy where a lot of those people are now.
Yeah.
Who they are, what's their net worth. Not that money, you know, matters necessarily.
Well, ours is so much, I can't believe it.
But I know. What their net worth is, what they've been doing since 2006 and how they started. And none of them are like straight A's in school, got to my favorite university. Their stories were so much worse than what we see here.
I love that. Make sure you leave 5 stars and we'll see you on the flip side.
And Katie Holmes is in the 2020 movie version of The Secret.
Oh, we can rewatch it.
It's not about The Secret, but it's like a story of The Secret.
Oh, I can't wait.